and enjoy the 74th Annual Academy Awards.
When the great director Billy Wilder was asked, what makes a movie unforgettable? His answer was simple. A little bit of magic. We're all here tonight or sitting at home watching because something came off a movie screen. A little bit of magic touched our lives. And you always remember where you were. The theater, the popcorn, the people you were with when it happened. It's 1968. My family was living in Ottawa, Canada. The movie was Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey. I couldn't stop thinking about it. What is life? What is space? What is existence? I was 6 years old. And I knew right then and there, I wanted to be an astronaut. My family traveled a lot. The white-hot thrill of Jaws, that was Louisville, Kentucky. Senior year, New Jersey, Apocalypse Now. Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, Raging Bull. I knew I wanted to be an actor. In good times and poor times, movies were my lifesaver. And then last September came an event that would change us. An actor friend said to me, what are we doing? What are we doing? Is it important? Is it even important what I do? And what of a night like tonight? Should we celebrate the joy and magic that movies bring? Well, dare I say it, more than ever.
Ooh, yeah. Good evening, darlings. I am the original sexy beast. Welcome to the 74th Annual Academy Awards. What a night. Movie stars, Oscar winners, great big party. My God, is this Liza's wedding? I'm just cracking you up, aren't I? Go ahead, Julia, laugh out loud, child. But can you believe this year? Can you believe this campaign? So much mud has been thrown this year, all the nominees look black. I tell you, this negative campaigning has got to stop. I got an email today that said Frodo Baggins was an anti-Semite. Tonight marks the debut of Oscar's new house, the Kodak. Beautiful, isn't it? Okay. We've got many, many great movies to celebrate tonight. Ali, Gosford Park, Iris, a movie that even Ingmar Bergman found depressing. But I just want to tell you, once again, I want to prepare you. This show is going to be long, but not as long as it took to explain Mulholland Drive.